Welcome to the Blazing Defender Report!
Welcome, everybody, to the Mando Monologues.
Damn it, I wish you told me.
I would have loaded it up on Twitch.
Yes.
Right up on you.
I'm already doing it.
I forget that he's sneaky.
Yes, sneaky. Yeah, sure. You underestimate my sneakiness. All right.
I'm pretty sneaky.
Big episode for most people. other than Dennis, apparently. I've aptly named this episode The Return of Fett because he is back. We kind of knew he was back, but we actually got to see him in full form. And it's kind of answered a 40-year-old question. Why is this dude the most feared bounty hunter in the universe? And, you know, I mean, the way he went out, he really didn't do a lot in the movies. He's been kind of, he's been the butt of jokes for a lot of Star Wars fans. That all ended.
Punk bitch.
Punk, we got ate by a motherfucking Sarlacc.
Yeah. Thing don't even move. It just fell right in.
You actually had to be thrown into it to even for it to get you.
You got to try to get
episode
eaten by
six
that.
Takes care of all that. There'll never be another discussion whether he's badass or not after this chapter. What did you guys think other than Dennis that thought it was utter shit and the worst episode he's ever seen?
No, that part was good. Like, I was all in on the Boba kicking ass stuff. Like, when he would hit people with the stick, it reminded me of the fort, like the armor from the
Gaffy stick.
Yeah, like he would hit him with a Gaffy stick, it would shatter the
busting that plastic.
Awesome.
But like, it reminded me of the armor chick when she would hit people with that fucking hammer and it would just like crush their like entire thing.
Love that. I love that part. Was cool. Stormtrooper armor go flying.
The action
awesome.
Stuff was good. I mean, aside from generic stormtrooper cannon fodder stuff, like just run out of the boat and die immediately. But I mean, that's to be expected now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Robert Rodriguez did direct this episode, so I mean, anybody can do action sequences is definitely that dude.
Sure.
Yeah. Probably the best action sequence we've seen in the series so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
agree.
Hand-to-hand fighting action, or do you mean just action in general?
Like the last episode had some really good action, like some really good fight scenes, you know, plus there was some lightsabers involved. So
like the Krayt Dragon was a pretty good action.
It's still really hard to beat the Krayt Dragon.
Definitely this episode for me is going to be the highest rated episode of the series.
Okay. Yeah,
for sure. For me.
Series?
Of the series.
Okay.
Yeah, of the series for me. Now granted, kind of plot simple. Y'all heard beforehand, we all kind of alternate who does the summary of the show. I feel like I do an awful job at it, but since the other two guest hosts are being totally fucking butthole lazy, I'll do it. So we finally get to Tython.
Yep.
Tython. And Mando was told to put Baby Yoda or Grogu on a rock. He has no idea how this fucking works. Grogu has no idea how this fucking works. He just puts him on the fucking rock, and after some coaxing, before that, we really get a nice moment with Grogu and Din Djarin where he's kind of playing ball with him. Like, if you had a force-sensitive baby, I guess this is how you would play with it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
what's up, Neil?
Like a cat a little bit where he's just like, Grogu, and it's like, what? He's like,
oh, dude, when he giggled, I was like, and when Din Djarin giggled, I was like, what the fuck?
He's like, all of us. It.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's like you and Leia.
Who are you? Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. So,
you post
funny story with that.
Pictures.
So, people tell me, which I'm not bragging. I'm totally bragging. Mm-hmm. When I walk Leia, you know, people tell me all the time, oh my God, your dog's so gorgeous. I'm like, thank you very much. Thank you. So the one lady, I see her all the time. We wave, but we never really talk. And she seen me, this was yesterday. So I'm walking Leia, and she goes, she finally spoke to me. She was like, hey, how are you? And I'm like, oh, good afternoon. And she goes, I don't know your name. I just know you're the big scary guy with the adorable dog. And I went, sounds good to me, you know, like, have a nice day, bitch. All right, anyway.
oh, my God.
So, no, she was really nice. Most people in my neighborhood are pretty nice. So there was a really nice moment with them too. Grogu has this, which it comes to play later on in the episode, which I really liked. This little round Death Star-y looking knob on the Razor Crest.
The much beloved knob.
Much beloved knob of the rest in peace Razor Crest. We'll get to that.
I called that one, by the way.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Sure did, buddy.
We were talking about the Razor Crest. Now, who was it saying that he needs a new ship? Was it you, Dennis?
I didn't say he needed a new ship. I said, you know, what if they end up just destroying that ship? Because I said that back when it was so messed up.
Yeah.
And then figuring that, you know, like, well, maybe they'll just end up giving him a new, better ship because he'll need one or something like right. that. And then they fix it all the way back new. So I was like, okay. But that was just a bait and switch destroyed it the next
good
episode.
One. Yeah. It was good. I was like, yes. What the fuck? No way. Like,
yeah.
Capturing Baby Yoda. Yeah, I've totally seen that coming. The Razor Crest getting destroyed. Did not see that coming. Yeah.
Okay. I have expected they do like the bit from Big Lebowski where it's like, well, they fucking did it. They killed my fucking car.
I mean, I'm still in shock over that, actually.
In shock. Just imagine if you were one of the assholes who paid $300 for the Hasbro like 3.5 inch scale Razor Crest. The thing is like this fucking big. And now,
so that was his original ship. I mean, it's true. It may make it more collectible. Because they won't manufacture it again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's an old ship, so it's not like he's going to be able to just find another one real easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah. It's a pre-Empire ship. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe there's a used ship dealer and they just only sell Razor Crests that he gets. And the guy's like in a suede
like a,
suit.
Like a
discount
Focus.
Razor Crests. Get your discount Razor Crests.
Yeah. Hey, you looking for a Ford Focus? Yeah. I got a bunch of them. Come on, man.
That's right. I got a Pinto in the back.
Yeah. All right. So he sits Grogu on the rock. Nothing happens. Then we're kind of interrupted. Was it Slave One we see first? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you see Slave One. And so, like, immediately, you know, for Star Wars fans, you know, that's Boba's ship. And mm-hmm. we'd even talked about, like, does the dude have a ship? Is he homeless now? He's dressed like a fucking Sand Raider. What's going on with the guy? Well, he obviously had his ship. Now, why he's waited this long to go after his armor is a little baffling. But, hey, Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
Were y'all like, wait a minute. You wait till a badass Mandalorian gets your shit.
And he knew who had it.
He knew who had it.
So well, that means he... No, he said the guy's name. I thought he said it.
He said Cobb Vanth, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
he fucking knew the whole time. So that's one of the things that, like... Well, just has too many weird little plot contrivances to make it go the way
it wants. Why did he say Cobb Vanth's name? Why did he say his name?
He was like, you took it from Cobb Vanth on Tatooine. And I'm...
That's really good, Casey.
It's not. Like, I spent a lot of time imitating Taika Waititi, and it's kind of close.
It's kind of close.
You're not so far. Yeah,
it's not too far off.
What I'm curious...
my thinking is he saw what went down with the Krayt Dragon, and then Mando took off, and then Boba probably rolled into Mos Pelgo or whatever to investigate.
But why even have Boba say Cobb Vanth's name if he doesn't say his name? Then we can speculate that he didn't know Cobb Vanth had the armor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, maybe he saw he was doing good with it, and he's like, I don't know. Like, I guess this... Like, what am I doing? I'm hanging out with Tusken Raiders in the desert. This guy's, like, trying to build a community and shit.
Now, we don't know. See, that's another thing. So, obviously, he had Fennec Shand with him, which, when Slave One lands, we do see... And
you're right, Travis.
Yes!
Was Boba Fett.
Jingle Jangle, motherfuckers.
Confirmation of Jingle Jangle.
Confirmation of Jingle Jangle.
So, okay.
Apparently you just fix people's insides with robot bits now.
Yeah.
Robot tummy. Oh, man.
Dude. I was like, how does that work?
Star Wars, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, love that they don't even care.
I get a hand. I get it. I get an arm. I get it. I get legs. But, like,
your organs?
Guts?
Yeah.
I don't know. He also doesn't seem like he's the dude who would have, like, a robotics facility at his beck and call to, like, Tatooine.
Maybe he took her to see Dr. Mandible or any number of, you know, unscrupulous folks.
Dr. Mandible.
That's
right. The big ant guy. He's a doctor.
I know who you're talking about.
when he jingle jangled, Mm-hmm. It was dark.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Fennec Shand had laid there for hours because it was daytime. Yeah. Now it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, again, Star Suspect. Wars.
Hey, it takes forever to die if you get shot in the stomach. That's
it does.
That's like a real life fact.
It's true.
But we don't know about getting shot in the stomach with a laser gun.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's true. Again,
a little different.
But hey, still pretty cool to see her back. Kind of figured that she was too big of a name the last one episode.
Yeah.
Figured they were going to bring her back. Didn't see that coming at
all.
Though.
Was it weird to anybody that Boba had to have this little interaction with Mando instead of doing what he then did 5 minutes later, which is just go on to Mando's ship and take the damn armor himself? Like, why wouldn't he just land and do that? Like, oh, the door's open. Well, I guess I'll just help myself.
Well, because he's an honor. He's apparently got a code of honor.
He just went and did it anyways.
Yeah.
Well, they were in the middle of a fight. You know, it's kind of like
he was doing just fine.
Well, he approached him and wanted his armor. Like, he asked for his armor back.
Yeah.
And then that's when, you know, they had this whole you aren't Mandalorian or, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
Which we do finally after many debates for the years. We finally get confirmation that Jango was a Mandalorian.
Yep.
Which that has been hotly debated. And even I didn't know this doing a little research before the show. And there was an episode in Clone Wars where he's a Republic commander tells Obi-Wan that Jango Fett was a low-down bounty hunter, and he has no idea how he got that armor. Like, he was not a Mandalorian.
Actually, it wasn't even a Republic guy. It was the Prime Minister of Mandalore.
There you go.
Said that.
Oh, okay.
That
well, that's even better.
Yeah. He's like, he's not one of us, and I'm just like, yeah, all right.
He's a low-down bounty hunter.
So do you think they just retconned that to make it fit into the show?
No. Okay, so apparently there was a documentary in the Clone Wars DVD with George Lucas told Dave Filoni that the Fetts were not Mandalorian. So at some point, that was canon, quote-unquote. Okay, because it came from the words of Lord Jesus, George Lucas.
Big Papa George.
Yeah, Big Papa George. But now, obviously, they did, like you said, they did, they have retconned it.
Okay.
Now, they were Mandalorians, in the case would be the one to ask this, they were Mandalorians in Legends lore, but not canon.
Not since 2015.
There you go.
They restarted everything.
Right. So, in obviously, with this show, we've seen Filoni and Favreau both, they're taking what they want of the Legends canon and making it canon.
They're putting it all back in, which makes you really think.
We're just taking the good bits.
Why take it out in the first place?
Yeah. So, like you said, then the stormtroopers show up, the white ones, not the dark troopers. We're going to get to that.
Sure. Yep.
They show up. Boba goes fucking John Wick. Not at first. He didn't have his armor back, so he didn't have his blaster.
Yeah.
His revolver, pistol, whatever they're calling them. Blasters, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's using a gaffy stick, which was fucking fantastic.
He's a freaking maniac with that thing.
Well, did you all think, and like, for Disney, this is another reason I love the episode. For a Disney show, I thought it was brutal. Like, the most brutal Mandalorian that we've seen.
Sure, but we didn't see any blood or anything, right?
No. Don't have. Well, again, you're not going to. It's Disney.
Yeah. So
forget
that's what I'm saying.
Shit.
Like,
when he's standing over top of him and he fucking stabs. I mean, like, that dude's dead.
Oh, yeah. No, he's super dead.
I mean, he executed that motherfucker.
There's been a lot of dead people on this show. So,
there has, but I mean, that was brutal. Like, he killed a lying down, incapacitated person. Stormtrooper, whatever.
Stormtroopers aren't people.
That's true.
Stormtroopers don't matter, by the way. Yeah. So anyway, he does that for a while. He finds, the Razor Crest's door's open. Hey, man, don't thanks, jackass.
Yes, I'll go help myself.
Goes in, helps himself to his armor. Then the next time we – well, Fennec Shan has great moment too. She's fucking laying waste, sniping, doing CQB. I mean, she's got the whole bag. I mean, she shows why she's one of the most deadliest snipers in the universe. And then we see, for the first time in a long while, since the Sarlacc pit debacle, we see Boba in his armor.
He fills it out quite a bit. He has a little bit of a paunch, it looks like.
Get the breastplate stretcher.
That's good. I was like, oh, it's looking a little tight there.
But still, man, I ain't going to lie. When I seen
him,
I was
cool
like.
Cool as shit.
Oh, fuck me. This is dope.
Didn't know it had knee blasters, but all right.
Oh, yeah. That's classic.
Not the knee rockets. They used to be darts. Toxin darts.
I thought they were literally blasters, like on his knees.
Well, they were for the show.
Oh,
they were
okay.
Like rockets.
Okay.
But was it dark? Was it? It was Legends. He had they were a neurotoxin dart that shot out of his knees. I just can't remember what it's from.
It's, I don't know, man. Like,
don't know?
I know where it's from because I think we both read it. It's like the ultimate like guide to armor or whatever that was published a while back. And they had this big ass diagram of Boba Fett standing there in his classic, like, you know, pose. And it's got little arrows that point to every little cool thing on his costume, even like the little boot spikes that he's got.
Yeah.
For, I assume kicking people and stabbing them at the same time.
Yes.
It's a dangerous line of work. You got to kick and stab somebody at the same
time.
So his knee pads had some sort of shooting thing in them.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. I'm pretty sure I think it was darts.
Oh, it was dart. It had neurotoxin in it.
Yeah. But.
Yeah, but I mean, I thought the rockets were great, too. Sometimes you just need a fucking rocket to blow shit up.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know? So, fucking, I mean, like, I was pretty like. Oh, man, this is fucking good shit. Like, this is good shit right here.
Good thing Mando got a reload for the back rocket, by the way.
Yeah.
For Boba's armor.
Yeah. Where did he even get it? What did Cobb Vance just like, I don't need this anymore.
By the way, it came with some extra ammo. So
here we go. I found the picture. Knee pad rocket dart launchers.
There you go.
That's blurry. That's a very low resolution. I can't read it. But that's it. Yeah. They were darts.
Yeah.
You called it.
And I've got that. I said, and when he gets his, this is my notes, when he gets his armor, game fucking over. Then stormtroopers, which you never really see this either. I thought this was a first for me. Retreat. Like, when's the last time you've seen stormtroopers retreat? Like, they're like, get to the ship.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. This dude's fucking crazy.
They have a tendency to not survive so good.
Yeah, they're dead usually, so there's not enough of them to retreat. Mm-hmm. They get in the ship, they take off, and you're like, oh, that's cool. Well, then fucking Boba, which I've always wondered what the fuck this thing was, and his little antenna comes down, and it's like a little targeting
HUD
lock target thing.
Yeah.
And fucking not only... blows up one of the carriers, blows up the carrier above the other one, and it hits the other one. Both of them are down now. I mean, fucking.
So I thought that was actually in the episode itself. I thought it was a continuity thing. I was like, he was aiming for the left one, but he hit the right one. What the fuck? And then 1 second later, he's like, I was aiming for the other one. I was like, okay, all right. That makes me up. Good.
Now, what? How did you know he was aiming for the left one?
So on the screen, when he was like looking up, you could see he was aiming at the left one.
Oh, it threw.
But then
reticle.
When he shot the missile, on the reticle, it was the left one, and
but
he
you
hit
didn't
the right
expect
one.
The quip.
But I didn't expect the quip, so I just thought they fucked up. But then he's like, I was actually aiming for the other one. I was like, okay, funny. Great, yep, good job.
Yeah, like even when I fuck up, I'm still the baddest motherfucker
that's right,
in the universe. Recognize
fucking up
bitch.
A style.
Yeah,
yeah, it's Boba style.
Boba style.
So then. After that, does the Razor Crest blow up then?
Yeah.
The Dark Troopers?
Yeah. That's exactly when it happens.
Because they have a moment of like, hey, everything's good. And then,
yeah, we're good. Yeah. I was like,
oh.
Holy shit. For one thing, I went back to our conversation last episode. I was like, motherfucker, we were just talking about this, you know? And then now it's fucking, you know, RIP Razor Crest.
You damn dirty apes, you blew it all to hell.
Blew it all to hell. Oh, man, I was mad about that. I was madder about that than Grogu getting nabbed.
Well, we knew that was coming.
We knew that was going to happen, though, right? Yeah. But
it's called the tragedy for a reason.
Okay, we're going to talk about that. Remind me to come back to that, because we need to come back to the name of that episode. Because it's going to bring us... not full circle yet, but it's going to bring us back to some past episodes that we talked about. So, Razor Crest blows up. Dark Troopers come down. We had talked about before the mythos of the Dark Troopers, you know, Legends canon. It's kind of changed, like, what they actually were. Were they augmented clone troopers? Were they mechs? And I forget which one of y'all said you thought they were going to be mechs. Well, they were mechs.
Told you they were robots. Yeah. Droids.
Those Dark Troopers, yeah. Well, we didn't know if they were going to be Dark Troopers or Shadow Troopers. That's where our argument was coming
from. No, it's Dark. Okay, there's the two kinds of... well, you know what? We're not doing it again.
No, we're not
going to fall down that rabbit hole again.
No!
Everybody listening to the show is going, oh my God, they're going to do that again.
Hell yeah.
Delete. Stop. Okay. So we do see the Dark Troopers look pretty badass. They don't do a lot.
No.
Since when Mando disarmed himself, Boba made him take his fucking jetpack off, which
and
ended up being a huge mistake.
And then he never put it back on.
Never put it back on.
That was the biggest eye-rolly part for me. I was like, I hate when they just make that stupid contrivance just to make the plot go where they wanted to.
I watched it with my girlfriend, and she's like, pick up your jetpack!
Yeah.
Immediately. She's like,
nope,
pick it up!
I'm going to run up the hill twice.
Yeah,
because he did it twice. It's like the first time you did
it. Didn't bother me that much. That
didn't bother me.
I was just like, well, they made him take it off. And even Boba says, now, if he had just took it off on his own volition, I'd be like, well, that's stupid.
Sure.
But Boba tells him, take the jetpack.
Oh, yeah. I get that. That part was fine. And like,
but when the shit hits the fan, the shit hits the fan.
Yeah, yeah. But he went up the hill once. Okay. He forgot. But then he came back down to where he was before. And then he's like, oh, no, people are coming. Why wouldn't he think right there, oh, shit, I got a jetpack. Why don't I just put this? Yeah. No, I'm going to run up the hill again.
He's going to run back up there. They conveniently got Boba out of the picture. It's like, oh, yeah, don't you need to go get your ship or something? And he's like, yes, let me fly off with my jetpack.
Well, there's also a part of me that thought, and now I'm usually the worst at this. Like, I hate when I have to make assumptions for the story.
Well, yeah, because it makes an ass out of you and Mumptions.
There you go. That's exactly why.
That's it.
Totally not. But, you know, Grogu had this force field. Get it? Force field? He had a force field around him. And, you know, if I'm Din Djarin, I'm probably like, you know what? I couldn't get through the motherfucker. I've probably got some time. You know what
I
mean?
But so when that was going on, I literally said out loud, I was like, watch this stupid shit.
As soon as he walks away.
Do the goddamn tropey thing where the moment he walks away, it drops. And literally the moment he turns around, it drops. And I was like, I fucking hate it when they do that. Stupid, contrived bullshit. Ugh.
To Robert Rodriguez's credit, he said it was basically writing like I was 12 years old again. And I'm like, all right, I believe that a 12-year-old wrote this.
Yep.
I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, like, y'all really shit on the story.
It's not bad,
The story part was kind of dumb to me, but the action parts were fantastic. I think
it is, okay, this is going to sound bad. I feel like it is perfectly in line with every other fucking episode that I've seen in both seasons. I feel like the story is very fucking contrived. We've talked about plot armor several times.
I
mean, like, it's you know.
Sometimes I find it more forgivable than other times.
Okay.
This one did it too many times in one go, and it was a short episode, so they were really fucking hitting you with it.
Yeah.
Now, to be fair, the end that they did with the story, okay, that got me excited again because he's got to get the team back together.
Yeah, so we'll get to that. So they take him. He digs through the wreckage of the Razor Crest and finds his little knob that he loved to play with.
And the Beskar Spear.
And the Beskar Spear, yes. And I have to say this because this is something that's irritated the fuck out of me through this entire series with everybody he meets, nobody honors a fucking deal. Nobody. Everybody wants to change. Boba is like, hey, you held up your end. We didn't hold up ours. The child's not safe. We'll get him safe. And I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, I got like pumped. Well,
this Boba like, seems different from previous Boba anyways. Like, he almost seems like he found Jesus, kind of. You know what I mean?
He's been wizened.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be after being digested for an undisclosed
period? Sure, but there's a lot of weird things with Boba since he's been gone for a few years, but didn't actually get his armor and all this other stuff. But
Casey, in doing the research,
I found out.
Finger quoted every time.
I know. I don't know why I do that. I think it's fun.
I mean, because you actually did the research. You don't have to quote it.
Well,
you did.
Sarlacc, it sometimes takes him up to a 1,000 years to digest something.
Yeah.
So fucking Bubba wasn't even close to being fucking eaten.
He got off easy.
Yeah, he just got a little bit of face melty.
Just anyway.
Slightly melted faceitis.
That's funny. That's all fucking I have.
End. I'm surprised you're not bringing up your ladies coming in.
Yeah, man.
Oh yeah. So we had a conversation about what the Republic badge, medallion, whatever it was that the Republic officer laid at her last episode, to her last episode when he was trying to get her to come back to the Republic, and we kind of didn't really know what it was. Apparently, it's like a badge.
Yeah.
So now I guess this.
He straight up deputized her as a Republic sheriff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's all about, I thought it was cool. Like, her and Jaren are cool, but she's like, hey, I'm kind of the law now.
I can't be breaking
laws for you. We're cool. And then he's like, they got the kid. And she's like,
Time to break the law.
Like that look she gave. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Hot.
Hey, smoking. I like we're getting Bill Burr back. I'm sure there'll be some backstabby thing, but
I'm really okay. So he's going after Bill Burr's character because he knows
about that ship,
about where that ship is,
something
where he can find it at.
He knows something about that ship. So, he also might know how to infiltrate that ship, I believe.
Maybe.
I think he's just the only former Imperial guy that they know.
It's true. Yeah.
Which he's in jail now.
Yeah.
And imagine that. He was a criminal. And apparently it's a really bad place.
Work camp or something is what they said.
He's in like a labor camp.
Yeah. So he's not. So that's helpful to Mando because then he doesn't have to like break into a facility so much as like it's outside.
This is where I think it's going to make Casey really excited because I think one of his premonitions is going to come true. Yeah. I believe they're going to break him out of a work style high security maximum security work camp.
And he's gonna be on a prison train.
No, not a fucking train. No, not that volition. He's going to get other bounty hunters.
Okay.
Oh, you think like Cad Bane or one of the other ones might be there? IG-88
Bosk, or Forlom and Zuckuss.
Zuckuss. Like, I think we might see. Like, I could see Bill Burr, like, them breaking out Bill Burr, and Bill's like, no, fucking Boss and Zuckuss, come with me.
Yep. You got to get my boys.
And yeah. We'll help you. But our deal is you get us out of here, we help you.
I kind of want to see Bill Burr come back, but he's also gone, like, full prison bitch.
Like an Oz.
Like, because he's not really, like, a tough guy in universe. Mm-mm. Like, imagine
like
what you got to.
Yeah. He talks tough.
Yeah.
He's like quick on the draw, has like a robot arm with a gun and all that stuff. Like,
yeah. But I feel like if you throw him in prison with a guy like Bosk, like,
Bill Burr makes me think he would be the kind of guy that knows who to make friends with.
Yeah.
And then like relies on them.
Well, the Bounty Hunter Guild is, I don't know, but I'm going to assume it's, especially if you're in a work camp in a maximum security prison, it's going to be like the closest thing you got to a brotherhood.
Sure.
So, you were a guild guy, let's get together. The guy that's been there the longest, so he's kind of like running bitches. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Do we know if Mayfeld is like guild legit? Because the whole job they did
actually
sacking the New Republic prison ships.
That wasn't a guild job.
That was off the books.
That was off the books. Yeah.
So,
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
But
I feel like if you want your Bounty Hunter All-Star team, this is the perfect setup to get it.
Maybe I'll get both. Maybe I'll get Bounty Hunters and a train heist.
There you go.
Oh, my God. I'm not ready. You got to pace it out. I need at least two episodes. You can't just give it all to me in one.
All right, here's my question, because I was thinking about this. I'm thinking about, okay, one episode left?
It's got to be two, right?
There's at least two left.
Are you sure?
Maybe
three. It
has
to be two.
No,
they're not going to wrap this all up.
It's either seven or eight episodes in the season.
Yeah.
They didn't do nine. This is six.
Let's see.
There's two left. There's two more.
My man in the
16.
My man in the chair says there's two left.
There you go. So we're getting the band back together next episode. The final episode will be getting the baby back, if he gets a baby back.
Yeah. Imagine waiting a whole year to find out the fate of Baby Yoda.
Yeah, and that's a possibility there too, right?
Yeah.
Do we see Bo-Katan and Sasha Banks and company come back?
Probably.
Because Mando knows she wants the fucking Darksaber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, get allies. Of course, that's what Mando's going to do. Yeah.
So we're going to have a team full of bounty hunters, three Mandalorians, Boba Fett, Fennec Shan.
And a train.
And a train.
They throw a train at it.
On Sasha Banks. Oh, that's no, actually, wait, that's actually, another
you know
movie.
What?
Sorry.
That's actually Mando's new ship. It's a train. It's just a train flying through space.
Oh, God.
It's like the train from Back to the Future 3.
There's space whales.
Yeah. So why can't there be a space train?
That tracks. I'm with it.
So... Great. I mean,
you're forgetting one scene though in the episode where Baby Yoda's fucking up stormtroopers.
Yeah,
the last scene.
There's so many
Baby
scenes.
Yoda is throwing stormtroopers
around.
Yeah,
when he touched into his inner dark side.
Oh yeah, he's just fucking, and then Gideon's just like, just wait. And then he's like, he tuckered himself out, and he's like, shows him the dark saber.
Kid, want to see my gun?
Yeah. You ever see one of these?
Yeah.
He unbuckles his belt. Oh, no, wait. That was another movie, too. So there, someone asked me a question today, and I was kind of like, I don't know. I think it's a pretty good question. Do we think Moff Gideon is...
Force sensitive?
Or maybe even more than that. Ex-Jedi?
No.
No? Why? No. Why?
He would have displayed some ability previously.
Yeah, he would have used the Force at some point, probably.
Yeah.
When?
Like the first time they assaulted what's his face?
Yeah. It wasn't that kind of assault. I mean, they were locked into a bunker. Why would he?
He could have just ripped the wall out. And like, boop. All right. Hey.
Okay. Also, you know, Jedi use the Force as like a utility, like just to be lazy. Like, you know, Yoda doesn't take his lightsaber off his belt. He holds his hand out and the saber comes to him.
Yeah. Gideon uses the lightsaber like a freaking Swiss Army knife.
Okay. For one thing, we don't know how Gideon got the darksaber.
We don't.
So if he did get it in one-on-one combat, then there's a chance that he is Force sensitive or ex-Jedi.
Do you think that Mando acquires Ahsoka for this little thing?
No. I think she's done. Until her spinoff series.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
Well, I got some possibly accidental spoilery news for you, my friends.
She is in it?
Spoilery news?
Oh.
Somewhat spoilery. Okay. So Giancarlo Esposito, the actor who plays
Moff Gideon,
said in an interview that, you know, he was talking about like stuff on set, and he says, a lot of the prop guys are really pissed off at me. Because I've broken so many darksabers. Meaning he's been fighting with them.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So we're coming up to we're going to see him throw down with that thing in the next episode or two.
Well, that's the reason that Mando pulled out the Beskar spear.
Yeah.
It's going to be darksaber versus Beskar spear.
Beskar spear, man.
Pretty sweet.
For sure. Oh my God. Yeah.
And plus he's an Imperial like high end dude, so he's probably trained in melee weapons. So, I mean, even like a regular dude who knows what he's doing with a weapon, like a lightsaber would still be very formidable.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen what Pre Vizsla could do with it.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't going to beat Obi-Wan Kenobi in a fight, but he held his own for a hot second. And he fought Maul to a standstill for some reason, which I don't quite understand why Maul let it get that far, but go off, I guess.
Well, and that's another thing. When we're talking about the Force, see, I feel like it's the opposite. I don't feel like the Jedi ever used their Force abilities when it would benefit them the most. Like, how many lightsaber battles have we seen without a Force power used?
And you should just choke them.
Oh, my God.
Them in place.
Or, yeah. I mean, it, you know... throws like the Yoda Count Dooku fight, which is one of my favorite fucking scenes in all of Star Wars. Like I said, we shit on the prequels all the time, and I know we've talked about this several times on the show. Some of my favorite moments are from the prequels, and that's like you know, they're using Force, they're using lightsabers, they're throwing lightsabers, they're catching them back. I mean, like, yes, if you have that ability, you know, it's like Cyclops from the X-Men. Like, he's just fighting people and never using his fucking
visor. Why are you punching people? Open your eyes.
Motherfucker, look at them and fucking blast them.
Punch costs another $10,000.
I feel like, you know, that's, you know, I feel like I feel like they don't use their Force powers enough. So Moff Gideon may be wanting to keep that. Like, okay, so a smart warrior, he never, like, if he doesn't have to ever show you, his whole card. So... yo, Mando going to go up against this guy thinking he's just a dude, probably got some sword skills, whatever. Holy shit, he just threw my Beskar spear into the wall over there.
With his mind.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Them damn sorcerers. You know
so
what I mean?
I got another thing
damn
against
space
that.
Wizards.
I got another thing against that theory.
Fucking space wizards.
Why do you think that he kept it a secret from the Emperor then?
How do you know he did? How do you know that's not why he's with the Empire? It's because the Emperor picked him to be one of his
really
inner
like
circle. Which brings me to the name of this episode.
The Tragedy.
The Tragedy?
It's called Legacy.
What?
You mean the one we just watched?
Yeah.
It's called the Tragedy.
It's called the Tragedy.
Are you sure? Oh, yes. No, that's right. That's right. Because... of what is the most well-known tragedy in Star Wars?
The Tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise.
That's it. There you go. That's it. The Tragedy of Darth Plagueis. And we talked about this last episode. I still feel like that's the whole reason for Baby Yoda, like the Empire needing him, is because it's all a part of Plagueis' endgame. If he was to go down, this operation, this mission goes in effect to resurrect him somehow, some way.
If you say Baby Yoda's the chosen one, I'm going to slap you.
No, why would I say that? No, he's not.
Because that falls in line with Plagueis' manipulation of the Force and whatnot. Because Plagueis
created Anakin.
Did he make Anakin or did he make Grogu? They're born at the same time.
Why couldn't he have made both?
I guess. I don't know. But whatever. What I'm saying is... okay. So here's...
I just don't want it tied to the main series of movies.
Yeah.
Like the new ones. Just leave don't it do out. It. Yeah.
That was in the comics. Plot. Where
well,
it came out
so,
that...
So
that
the only Force users that we know that work for the Empire are Inquisitors. Right?
Comics... wise, yes.
Well, which is canon.
Well, the animated show.
Yeah, they're in the Inquisitors are in the show.
Or cartoon
Rebels
as well. Sorry. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
We don't see anybody else in the Empire who uses the Force who is not specifically like meant for fighting Jedi. And Moff Gideon presumably did not rise to any sort of significance until he completely fucked up Mandalore.
How do you do that?
Guns.
With see, guns? That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Guns.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying Moff Gideon. Okay, we know more about Din Djarin, and we probably know more about Boba Fett now than we do about Moff Gideon. Baby Yoda is probably the X Factor and all this. Like, we don't know shit about him still.
Yeah.
But we don't know. Well, at least we know where Baby Yoda came from. He was held at Coruscant in the Jedi Temple.
Yeah. We know he
we
was
don't know
there
where that... fucking Moff Gideon came from. Yeah. We don't know how he got the dark side. We don't know shit about this motherfucker.
Yeah.
We do know that he is definitely one of Plagueis's top guys that Plagueis kept in that inner circle.
We definitely don't know that. That's a thing we absolutely don't know at all.
You heard it here, people. the guy that predicted Jingle Jangle.
Oh, you
saying right. that?
Hey,
Jingle Jangle is a lot easier than saying the name of the episode is called The Tragedy, and therefore Moff Gideon is working for Darth Plagueis.
No, not necessarily.
That's what.
No,
Am I a broken clock is right twice a day. So,
yes.
I'm saying Sidious.
No, not Sidious.
Sidious or Plagueis?
Yeah, I'm so confused.
Sidious.
Okay. You said Plagueis before.
Yeah.
Okay.
You said the tragedy of Plagueis and just kept talking about Plagueis.
Let me clarify. All
right.
So the only time we ever hear about the tragedy of Darth Plagueis is from who?
Darth Sidious.
Thank you. Okay. So Sidious, this is his plan. To be resurrected, correct? We know this. We know this because of the shit that we've been given the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
We know this, okay? There was a plan in place to make this all happen, okay? Mm-hmm. Sidious is what at this point? Presumed dead, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So there is a plan been in place, but the Empire's not gone. And where do we know that Sidious, has been operating
really
out of? Is the
technically
is the
dead
because
he's building that armada right now?
Yeah,
he's got
ships and all kinds of crazy crap to build on.
He didn't build that shit in a year, so he's definitely been building it for a while on that weird lightning planet.
Yeah. Okay. And we're still 26 years out from all that.
That's what I was about to say. We're still 20 plus years out from that.
Sure.
So, like I said, there's a plan in place. If he was to go down.
Right. Okay. That's true.
Which brings me to the tragedy of Plagueis. Plagueis was his whole thing was manipulation of midichlorians, creating Force-sensitive life, trying to create life from the Force.
Sure.
Okay. Why was this episode called the tragedy?
Because they stole a baby.
They stole a baby.
No.
Travis, I don't think these episode titles are like that difficult. We watched an episode called The Jedi and we saw
a Jedi in it.
Which wasn't a Jedi. She wasn't a Jedi.
So then what you're saying is the titles are just wrong anyways.
Yeah, that one was for sure.
Well, okay. It sort of puts a damper on your argument.
All right. You heard it here. Hey.
Okay.
I go out on a limb.
I'm just telling you.
Hey, stay safe. Where you're at.
I said the Razor Crest was going to get destroyed. Three episodes later, it blew up.
You're also making a
little box. Here's Dennis's little box. They're going to stay safe in there. This is Blazing D. I'm out.
I'm crazy. Sure. You're also assuming that Sidious is telling the truth about anything and that he's not bullshitting them to be like, oh, look how great my plans are. I'm so cool. Even though I'm literally dying on this planet, and I'm lucky that the two of you idiots who are bound by the Force came at the exact same time.
You don't know that he's just got two guys.
Oh, fucking please.
See, that's why I'm hoping.
Thrawn could still be in the fold.
I have been hearing it's all according to Sidious's plan for my entire life.
You're going to keep hearing it.
Star Wars. And if it wasn't Legends, it's the new canon. I'm sick. I'm done. I'm sick of it.
You're right.
That motherfucker got lucky that he somehow managed to survive getting thrown down in a reactor shaft.
Dude.
There's
no death in Star Wars,
you cannot tell me that he expected Vader to throw him down that tube.
I foresaw it.
No, but he had a plan no matter what happened. He's Batman.
Stupid.
Yeah, there you
I'm
go.
Batman.
Oh, not disagreeing with you. I mean, but if we're going to give Darth Maul cut in half, metal legs,
Yeah, you think Darth Maul had a plan?
Kept
you think
him alive.
You think that guy just wasn't going insane with his crazy ass spider legs until his brother came out of nowhere to find him?
Didn't he say the only reason he survived was because he was so pissed off?
Yeah, the dark side, the hate. No, hate I know. Kept him alive.
There's that one guy who doesn't exist in Canada anymore. What was his fucking name?
It's your story, Dennis. We don't know.
I'm listening.
No, it's in KOTOR 2. The one guy who literally can't die. Scion. Darth Scion.
The zombie guy.
Yeah. Do you not know about this one, Travis? He literally looks like a zombie every time somebody kills him. He's so angry all the time that he just refuses to die.
So it's like the Hulk.
His body. Yeah, so he's just, like, he's just all mangled up and fucked up, but he's just pissed all the time. He was there with Darth Nihilus and Darth Freya, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It tracks if, you know, like I said, if Maul can stay alive after being fucking cut in half by a lightsaber, then yeah, that tracks.
Okay.
I mean, is it stupid? Of course it is. It's Star Wars, and we all love it, and we all swallow it and go, give me more. I do. I love it.
I'm very particular about the Star Wars that I like these days.
It's like Grindhouse D-movie shit with big budgets sometimes, and I couldn't be fucking happier.
Yeah, but Grindhouse movies are stupid, they're charming because they're stupid and low budget. If you gave it a high budget, it would be real awkward because it would be a high budget dumb.
What's this charming and fucking stupid? Here you go, motherfucker.
Disney.
Charming and fucking stupid right there.
Don't talk about Grogu that way.
Yeah, come on. You'll hurt his feelings.
You just throw a baby.
The tragedy.
Force lightning.
The tragedy is Travis throwing babies.
All right, listen. to bring this to a... Again, about the end of the episode where Baby Yoda's throwing people and Moff Gideon's like, hey, man, check out my cool-ass sword. Huh? You can't touch it, you little idiot. They have little baby-sized handcuffs.
They do. Why would they have baby-sized handcuffs?
Because they're the bad guys.
They probably used them on him before.
We arrest a lot of babies.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I think they've used them on him
before. Oh, do you want to hear a fan theory that one of my patrons came up with that's super dark and will never happen?
That he was going to wear out? He knew because
they've arrested him before. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, okay. I mean, but he didn't use force powers when they arrested that we seen.
Well, yeah, it was off camera.
He may have put up a fight before the doctor.
He might have put up
under.
A fight the first time. We don't know.
Assuming means what, Casey?
Makes an ass out of you and Ooming.
Oh.
Do you guys want to hear the
fan
really?
Theory?
So, yeah, give me the fan one theory. Of our patrons. His fan theory is that Grogu is going to be put with a Jedi to train him by Din Djarin. And Din Djarin will go off and do his own thing. But Baby Yoda, aka Grogu, will feel betrayed that the father figure has like left him and will go so dark side that he will become like a Sith Lord kind of thing. And then Mando will have to kill Baby Yoda himself.
It'll never happen.
I hate everything about it.
I love everything about it, but it'll never happen.
Yeah.
You know Everyone why I else? Love it? It's because it will never happen.
Yeah.
Because we know Disney's never going to allow that to happen.
Have them to murder Baby Yoda.
Or just Baby Yoda turning bad. It'll never fucking happen.
Well,
the corruption.
Baby Yoda going bad could happen. I mean, he's already eaten babies and choked a lady, so.
Yeah.
He's already 2/3 of the way
there. It's par for the course, man.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fucking great. It's like it was like all the fan theories about Rey and Kylo like joining for it and be going dark side and then ending like Infinity War ended.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yes, motherfucker, give me that. Nope. Never nope. going to happen.
Nope.
Because that fucking
the mouse.
Dude, the South Park has Mickey Mouse nailed.
Yep.
I mean, if you've ever seen Mickey Mouse on South Park, that is fucking Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Like, he's the evil incarnation of all that is unholy.
Did I say
anywhere.
You could stop working?
Hey, you little fucker.
I'll put your back in the mines.
Yeah.
I'll cut your dick off and shove it down your mouth.
Well, you've ruined my career of working for Disney.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, no. Hey, you're welcome. Hey, we saved you for some bullshit.
That's right, I'm sure.
We talk to you 10 years from now, you'd be like, fucking Disney's goddamn covenant of evil. We're like, yeah, dude, we told you.
We told you. Remember that stupid show we used to do,
Mando Monologues? We would talk about it.
You'll find out. You go to meet the boss one day, Casey, and it's a big, tall chair that with the back facing you, and it turns, and it's just Sidious. All has gone according to my plan. It is as I foresaw.
Ian McDermott, how much are they paying you to do this? It's like quite a substantial amount of money.
So give me a rating.
9 out of 10.
How many?
Sorry, Casey.
Oh, 9 out of 10.
7.
7?
Yeah, action saved it for me.
I'm giving it a 9.
I'm sure. That's fine.
I'm giving it a 9. Like
not
said,
a 10, though. I was expecting a 10 from you.
No. That, no. I mean, there are things I didn't like. Again, it's Disney. So I take all that in consideration, which I probably shouldn't, right? I should hold them the same scale I hold fucking everybody. Yeah. You know, the Fennec Shand thing, I liked seeing her, but I thought her story was fucking weak. Boba's story was fucking bullshit.
He's a simple man just making his way through the universe.
If this was a comic book, would you have given it a 9?
Depends how good the art is.
He wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Depends how good the art is.
Because he still shits on Vader.
Jerome Pena was drawn it, or Otley. Yeah, they gave it a fucking.
Okay.
They gave it a 9. That's true. It's a good point. Yo, I'm visual, right?
Sure.
I enjoyed it. Like, I enjoyed it. It was great to see Boba. We got some big reveals. Boba in the armor was great. Just fan service kind of shit. Finding out that there are Mandalorians was big for me. Like, I didn't really ever get into the debate, but I liked it that they're nailing that down. The action scenes were fantastic. I'm a big action fanatic. So this was by far, to me, the best action-centric episode as far as, like, oh, my God, oh, my God. The Razor Crest getting blown up was big to me.
That was the biggest what the fuck, even more than Baby Yoda getting stolen.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Like I said, we knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
I did think there was going to be a confrontation with the Dark Troopers.
Yeah.
You know, like, we would actually get to see them and actually get to see what they could do.
Yeah.
Like, maybe, are they Force sensitive? Are they just badass mechs? You know, if they're just mechs, I think that's kind of weak, actually. But again, we don't know. There's still a lot we don't know. So before we close out, what do we think? Next episode.
Mayfield, Bounty Hunter, Train Heist.
Yeah, I'm going to say next week is just going to be about getting the gang together. So it'll probably be,
I agree,
mostly getting what's his face out of jail,
and
then probably stopping by to say hi to Bo-Katan, and then it'll be the setup for the next episode, and then we might get a hint as to what they're doing with Baby Yoda, maybe to, like, close out the episode or something.
Yeah, I like that.
And then the last episode will be, all right, let's go get us some Baby Yoda.
All right.
What if they bait and switch us? They make next week a two-parter.
Like, they tell us that.
Like they lied about the release date, and they're like, oh.
They won't.
You know, and that's...
They want to drag it out as much as possible.
They already got people who paid for December. They're not getting any more money dragging it out one more week.
I suppose.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's interesting you say that, because I do feel like, okay, like, last week's episode, great episode, you know, a fan favorite character finally shows up live action, great action.
Yep.
Weak on the plot, weaker than this episode, in my opinion, weaker on the plot. And then this episode, I totally expected maybe seeing some back. We talked about this, seeing some backstory of Baby Yoda, maybe, blah, blah, blah.
No flashback.
But a very low key episode for the most part. Holy shit. Yeah. Could not have been more wrong.
I got a prediction for you, or at least, like, I don't have a prediction.
We didn't think we'd see Boba Fett until maybe the end, or I didn't. I didn't think we'd see Boba Fett maybe until the end of the season.
Or next season.
Or, he would be the catalyst for next season, but we would see him at season finale this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was totally taken back by how they've been doing it. So that's been interesting.
I don't have a theory. I want your theories on this.
Okay.
Which Jedi shows up.
Sebastian Stan is Luke Skywalker.
And do you think that Jedi shows up like last scene of last episode, maybe? Or is it a next season drama thing?
Man, I would say next season.
Okay.
But I don't know.
I'm going post like last, very last scene stinger.
Okay.
Okay.
You gotta have that little tease.
Yeah. To give drama for what's coming the next season.
Like it's like the Darksaber. Like it's not a lot, but it's enough where people are like, oh, you got some splaining to do.
Yeah.
So what about this? Because I was thinking about this. What about, again, who shows up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
It doesn't have to be a Jedi that's alive.
Doesn't have to be a Jedi.
Well, does it call out to anybody that's Force sensitive? I feel like it only calls out to Jedi.
Okay, well, it could be dead Jedi.
Oh, you think ghosts are going to show up?
Ghosts?
What about fucking Yoda? What about Yoda showing up?
I feel like Yoda's sort of intrinsically tied to Luke. I also feel like Force Ghosts now...
It's his species. How's he not intrinsically attached to his species?
Well, I guess maybe, but I also... I feel like... Like, you know... This is stupid. You know how in real life people think ghosts, like, they can only like haunt specific places, or they're like
items.
You can like latch yourself to like a person, like you haunt a specific thing.
Yep.
I think the same is probably true of Force ghosts,
because they don't really show up around other people.
Yeah, like as far as we know, Vader hasn't shown up to talk to Leia.
Yeah.
In this continuity, like he did in Legends, which like she's like, fuck off, man.
I agree. I don't think that. Okay, let's just say a Force ghost of Yoda shows up.
Right.
He could just be talking to Baby Yoda.
Sure.
Yeah. And Din Djarin probably won't be able to see him because
he's not Force sensitive. Maybe that's. I mean,
maybe that's who he was fucking conversing with during this time in the Force field. Air quotes. I don't know. Qui-Gon's another one. I mean,
I think the implication, just based on what Ahsoka said about it, was he's reaching out to find a living Jedi in the galaxy.
Yeah.
She said living?
No, but, just, context, man.
Because they
Are we assuming?
How is a dead Jedi really going to help them?
Training? Like,
they need training? Rey didn't have a fucking trainer.
Well, that's different, though.
Yeah, okay.
Also, wouldn't it be great if it is Luke at the end and Mando just retcons all of the new movies and they don't care about it at all?
You want that so badly.
You want the retcon so badly. To retcon all of that crap and Mando just do whatever it wants.
So it's Casey Stinger. How would it be? Din Djarin's new ship. He gets Grogu back. They're going up the ramp of the Razor Crest 2.
No.
And there's
Boba Fett dies in the last episode.
There's a hooded figure at the top of the ramp who's already on the ship, and he goes, "Who are you?" And he turns around and he fucking pulls his hood back, and it's Sebastian Stan as young Luke, and he goes,
"I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm
here for the baby."
Oh no!
Fucking credits.
No. I'm thinking. There's a couple of candidates. So first of all, if Luke showed up, he would absolutely have to say, "I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm here to rescue you," because that's the line.
Sure.
So that's one. Two. Everybody says Ezra because Dave Filoni loves his toys,
and
that connects to Thrawn
showing up.
But Ezra's
Thrawn
still young at that point, right? He wouldn't be training anybody, right?
He'd be in his mid-20s at least.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah.
But he was never a Jedi either.
That's true.
I mean, he was a Padawan. He learned from Kanan.
So
he did
Ahsoka.
Right. Yeah.
Ahsoka couldn't train. So if Ahsoka's saying I can't train him.
I can't remember if Ahsoka was ever knighted.
Yeah, but Ezra makes a lot of bad decisions from what I remember, so it'd probably be fine.
No,
yeah.
She wasn't. She never finished the Jedi Trials.
So we got Luke, we got Ezra, we have Cal Kestis from the video game.
Yes, Cal Kestis is another one.
Yep, and he's
Montague. I don't know if he's doing anything But he could definitely probably come back and play Kyle Kestis.
I'm sure he'd love to. Oh. I mean, he's
Who would? He likes money.
Then there's yours and my favorite unsung secret Jedi, Quinlan Vos.
Quinlan Vos. He would be my favorite to come back. Yeah. But Quinlan Vos is like God, this is going to be awful, but this is the first one that came to my head. This is going to be so terrible. He's more like the Vin Diesel XXX character. Like, he's the reluctant, you know, like, I don't see
him. Let's stay with canon.
Yeah.
I don't see him taking on a Padawan. You know what I mean? I mean, do you really, like, see his character as taking on a Padawan?
I feel like, at some point, you know, all Jedi have obligations.
Okay. How about my dark horse pick?
Here's a perfect example. Quinlan Vos is not that different from Kanan Jarrus in that, you know, he's a Jedi on the run. He survived the Purge.
Sure.
Kanan had less of a reason, like, because Vos is a fully fledged master by the time the Purge is out. Kanan's a little kid, and somehow he still managed to make an effort to train a Jedi.
That's true. Yep.
You know, I feel like on some level they're like, all right, like I can't give up on this.
Well, that's the reason I like Kyle Kestis, is because his thing in the video game was he was trying to recreate another Jedi Order.
Yeah, he gets a holocron at the end of that game, and he's like, all right, Ser Junda, we're gonna start a new Jedi Temple.
I also have a dark horse pick in Jocasta Nu.
Okay.
Now, she's not dead yet.
She is dead.
Not at this time.
Yes, she is.
Is she?
Dude, Vader kills her.
I know Vader kills her, but...
Yeah, well, Vader's dead at this point.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. God damn. All right.
Luke's still around. So here's another thing that my man in the chair, shout out to my boy Chris. Luke doesn't start his temple for another couple of years. So even Luke has not established the Jedi Temple yet.
No. Luke's going around looking for Jedi artifacts, lore right now. That's the reason I think Luke, honestly, is the perfect candidate for this.
Sure.
Now, I wonder if they want to keep this separate from all that stuff, because I know people get real mad about.
I would say, but I'm telling you what, man,
it gets complicated because his first student is also Ben Solo. Like it's known that that's his first student.
See,
I mean, sure.
Okay, and I think I said this last episode. I don't think Grogu ever goes to a Jedi temple. I do think he gets some training, maybe from. Let's say Luke does training. Let's just hypothetically.
Okay.
I don't think he ever enrolls into a Jedi Order. I think he becomes a Mandalorian. He's going to be a Mandalorian.
In 50 years?
Why not?
They refuse to take him as a foundling.
Who does?
The Armorer. Why do you think he's trying?
That Armorer and Din Djarin are a part of a, like, zealot fraction of the Mandalorians.
That's true.
Bo-Katan and them are part of a different fraction, a faction of the Mandalorians. Mm-hmm. They would definitely take Grogu.
Oh, probably, yeah.
And I still say, this was my fucking hot take, Din Djarin won't be Bo-Katan, it's going to be Din Djarin wields the Darksaber at some point and fucking unifies Mandalore. So,
I don't know if they will do that because they gave him the Beskar Spear.
What?
I don't think they'll do that because he got the Beskar Spear. So that's his way of, like, dealing with lightsabery stuff. So I don't think they're going to have him do the Darksaber thing. I don't think that's how that's going to end up going. But
yeah, I mean, it may not.
Yeah, that's season 3. You could just have him be King Mando.
There you go.
Why not?
Like King Conan.
And it turns into Game of Thrones, Disney Star Wars style, where he's just dealing with political intrigue the whole time.
That's what people have been wanting from an Old Republic show for a long time.
Yep.
They're like, just make a Game of Thrones with laser swords. Like, no, there's more than that.
Man, I'd be all for it. I mean, I think it's I mean, like I said, there's a thousand ways to go, but I see Grogu not being a part of the Jedi Order. I see him being a part of the Mandalorian because he is a foundling. Ahsoka talks about the strong connection that he's already made with Jaren. So I just feel like that's the road he's going to travel. Like, he gets to choose his own path, right?
Yeah.
So he's going
to
choose
that. By the time he
path.
Gets old enough to do any, like, bounty hunter, or not bounty hunter, but, like, Mando stuff.
Everyone I know is dead.
Everyone's dead.
So, well, yeah, but, I mean, look what he was doing to those fucking two stormtroopers.
Yeah, ragdolling him.
I mean, so in 10, 20 years, 50 years, I mean.
Mando be dead.
Yeah.
So? Mando's dead. The show lives on with fucking Grogu.
Baby,
and who's
Yoda
to say? I mean, shows do it all the time where this season ends and the next season is, oh, shit. We're 50 years from now.
I was going to say,
time skip, baby.
This is how you set it up. Baby Grogu, or Grogu, gets like a little Mandalorian helmet, and Mando has died. And so Grogu's putting the helmet on, and then as it's sliding down, time transition, much older Grogu flying around, pew, 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 and doing all that whole thing. And that's how you get your time skip. And it's still the Mandalorian.
Right. Exactly. And you don't for 10 years, you don't ever, no one ever knows what happened to Din Djarin.
That's right.
It's all on the Reddit fucking forums on what happened to him and little seeds. And
I'm sick of this mystery box.
From now, you get the fucking blockbuster movie, The Fall of Din Djarin, or The Death of Din Djarin, or fucking whatever. I don't know.
Just bury the lead right in that title, baby.
Just bury it.
Just ruin it. Who can forget Avengers 5, Avengers Win?
Or Endgame.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. This is it?
That's it.
All right. So we already scored it. We already talked about the next episode. Closing thoughts?
No. Already talked about everything I can think of. So, yeah.
I'm not ready for a forward jump where Grogu is a Mandalorian.
No, I'm not either.
Every fan art I've seen of it looks ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous.
It looks adorable. But if it were live action, going doing its thing, you'd be like, no. Somebody would just kick him.
Well, we know something happens to him because he's not ever talked about again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, that sure makes sense, you know, since he was created after any material.
I was going to say, they created him after they did everything else. Unless they just ignore the canon.
Oh, my God, here we come, the retcon.
It's not happening. It's just,
I mean,
I don't think anyone would care.
So let me ask you this. We'll close with this. I have a question.
Right. A final thought. A final thought.
They made a Mandalorian Grogu motion picture movie.
Yes, mm-hmm. I would go see it.
Yeah, we would go
of course
see
you
it.
Would. We all would. Would it be? This is the question. That's not a fucking question. We all know everybody's gonna go fucking see it.
I'm a slave to Disney, of course.
I am too. Me too. Me too. Would it? Okay, say they did a trilogy story.
Oh my God.
Of the journey of Grogu
into
the
Mandalorian. Too much. We don't need that much.
Would it be?
Just Grogu a Star Wars story. It's one
would
film.
It be a bigger blockbuster than the last three trilogy or the last trilogy?
No, because they burned all the good graces of the fan base.
It's like the Incredible Hulk after the Hulk. The Hulk just ruined everybody. So then when the Incredible Hulk came out, nobody went to go see it. And they're like, well, the last one was terrible. I don't want to see this one.
It's also the same thing. A Fantastic Four.
Yeah, but they've established a new, I ain't going to say a new fan base. I'll say a rejuvenated fan base. I know they've rejuvenated me.
Yeah. But like
if this show
audience
was mediocre, I'd be like, man, fuck, I ain't doing a Mando monologue show. Fuck Star Wars.
Sure.
But it's good. And again, we've said this before, these are the stories we want. So now you're going to say, I'm going to put fucking Din Djarin and Baby Yoda in a motion picture.
Yeah. Well, I think the issue that is more the general audience. The general audience, not the hardcore fan base, but the general audience, those are the ones that get sour on things. So if there is a general audience that does not watch The Mandalorian and are burned out from the other Star Wars movies, they're not going to
show up. I disagree because I feel like the general public is more forgiving than hardcore Star Wars fans. I feel like hardcore Star Wars fans are maybe the most critical fucking fanboy base of any pop culture, subculture.
Yeah.
They're awful. They're fucking awful. Sure. I'm one of them. I know.
I don't know, man. I think
and I'm terrible.
DC Comics fans might be worse.
Maybe. Yeah, I agree to that. But what I'm saying is, general fans, they're going to know Baby Yoda and the Mandalorian show that they watch and that their kids watch.
Yep.
And you give it a movie, motherfuckers are going to go fucking see it. I think it would be a huge, huge blockbuster because of this fan base you created with TV show. Now, would it lose something? Possibly. And again, if you don't let Favreau and Filoni do it, then don't fucking do it.
Yeah.
Don't give it to fucking Ryan Johnson and say, here, man, here's your second chance.
Travis, no. I honestly think if they did a Mando movie, they would just keep it on Disney Plus and just make it a feature on the program.
I was going to caveat that because obviously with the whole Warner Brothers going to release everything on HBO Max that's coming out in 2021. You know, we may be seeing the death of the movie theater, and that's going to be a topic on Blazing Defender Assembles coming up soon. I'm just kind of amassing my board, my cast for that. That's going to be definitely one of the questions, is because you know, I'm a big movie guy, I'm a big theater guy.
Sure, yeah.
I love watching shit at home. Don't get me wrong.
Build a theater.
You're retired. You got time.
Just build a theater in your house.
Yeah.
What do you got going on in your basement?
You got a backyard. Build a theater out there.
Get off of cold in the fucking wintertime.
Space heaters.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I just, you know, it's not the same. It's, you know, I get it. I love the convenience. And, you know, my wife was like, well, I can't believe they just now started doing that. I think it's fucking stupid. I'm like, well, you're fucking stupid. Nobody asked you. Shut up. You asked me. Shut up. I love going to the theater. I love that experience, and that they're still going to have theaters, obviously, but I think it's huge. I know Christopher Nolan, who's, you know, got a lot of power in Hollywood. I know he's came out and been like,
he's just mad because Tenet didn't do well, or
he should be.
As well as
he should fucking not ever open his mouth again because Tenet was so fucking terrible. I'm a fan. That movie's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
I went to the movies. It's the only movie I've seen in over a year at the theater.
That was the one you went out for?
That was the one.
It was the only one at the time. New Mutants was having two showings, and Tenet had fucking four showings in a theater, and I'm like, well, fuck, Tenet, time works. I like Nolan. Let's go see it.
Yep.
Holy shit, I wanted to fucking walk out. You know how discerning that was for me? Like, finally being back in a fucking theater, and, you know, since March, and Tenet was, fuck, still mad.
I couldn't even tell you the last time I walked out of a movie.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, I don't walk out. I want to walk out. I usually don't. I stay. And again, I was still mad.
Let me flip this on you, Travis.
Yep.
They start releasing episodes of The Mandalorian on a movie theater.
They can't charge the same price.
No,
probably I was gonna say they can't charge the $9-$10 that they charge for movies. It wouldn't be worth it for 30 minutes.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And like 4 or 5 episode bundles.
I'll be honest,
like
right now, I don't give
a
shit.
At a time.
I don't give a shit. The FBI is listening. I'd pirate it.
What?
I'd totally pirate it.
Wait, why would you pirate something you? No. I'm not saying new material. I'm saying stuff you've already seen.
Oh.
Kind of like what they did with Eternals.
Okay.
Or Inhumans.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where they take 4 episodes. Yeah. Maybe they recut it a little bit for runtime.
Sure.
But they put it on the screen. Would you want to watch it?
Would I want to watch it? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I would. I would like that. I like theater.
Yeah.
I just like theater, which is, it's funny, and my wife did make a good point, because I hate people, especially people that go to movies. I like, I like the only, I want to be the only one there. Like, don't want you going. I just want to be me and the people that clean it up. That's the only people I fucking want there. And I want them to shut their fucking mouths and not say shit until the fucking movie's over. But now, like, the times I go to the movies, I go to matinees. It's during the day. There's five people in the fucking whole theater.
Yep.
I don't know how your all theaters are set up, but now ours have these huge walls at the end of each row. You can't even see another person in movie theater. You think you're the,
I don't even know if the movie theater is even open here. To be
ours are open. Well, they
were. I have not been to one since before the pandemic. No, so I couldn't tell you.
Haven't looked.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't like, I hate people with their fucking cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
I hate people fucking chewing loud. I hate people fucking shaking their fucking cup and get the last goddamn slurp out of their fucking Coke. Motherfucker, sniffling. I will buy you another one. Stop making that fucking noise.
Making comments.
So, yeah, like, oh, don't go open the door. Don't open the door. Yep. Motherfucker, shut up.
You're taking me
so out. I hate people that go to the movies, but I love going to the movies. So my wife was like, what the fuck? This is right up your fucking alley. You don't have to deal with people now? And I'm like, oh, that's a good point.
Did you get some surround sound?
I've got it. Work. I've got
put your
sound.
Put your couch up on blocks. You know? Since like you're high up.
Yeah, Shane definitely won't go for that. But anyway, yeah, I would be interested. I just like that format, the big screen.
Sure.
You know, I don't know. Popcorn. I mean, I love all that shit. I mean, it's, I have really fond memories of going to the movies as a kid. You know, my dad, you know, he was a firefighter also. So when he was home, it was kind of like a big deal. So, like, you know, we would always go do shit. And the movies is one of the things we did. Maybe that's why. I don't know. But, you know, I do think there is definitely a shift. You know, the pandemic has caused a shift in a lot of things, right? Entertainment is definitely one of them because it is dependent on mass gatherings. So, you know, there's going to be a shift in that. I don't know. I bring up the point about the Mando movie just because of the fan base, and I know the fanboy base of Star Wars is we're mad, and obviously we're still pissed off at the last three movies that we got, you know. So with this new, and I think Disney, Kathleen Kennedy, and all of them, I think they've figured it out. Like, holy shit, we pissed off a lot of people with what we did. We need to revamp what we do. And then they say, Favreau, do what you want to do with this. And now it's this fucking huge hit. And they're like, holy shit, maybe we're on to something with giving this new material that they've never seen before. Who would have thought?
You heard him tear down that theme park we just built.
And maybe retcon.
They're not afraid to retcon some things, obviously. So, but man, three movies, that'd be tough.
What do they care? So. There's more money for them regardless. What do they give a shit?
That's true. And they are like, all
oh,
about
no, we
that.
Only made a couple billion dollars.
Yeah, who's going to not go to see Star Wars if they undo the bad ones?
Yeah.
God, I mean,
they could literally make another three. And then we're like, those weren't good either. And they're like, oh, okay. Retcon, they make another three. Everyone's still going to go see them.
But okay, so let's hypothetically rabbit hole falling again.
Do it.
They retcon.
Okay.
Make a new one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's awful.
They bring it back. They bring the other ones back.
Star Wars is done.
They just re-release the
like,
old ones.
It, like, even me, like, hardcore fan, might be like, man, fuck you all, man.
Dude, whatever. You do that if they tried to remake the original trilogy.
Now, we do have other shows coming out. I mean, we got Obi-Wan. We got Ahsoka coming. Sure. Boba's obviously going to get a fucking spinoff series. So they've got a lot of stuff in the works. You know, I think there's a lot of good stuff out there. And Casey, you know this. They're diving into Legends territory, which we have been dying to see. And just bring it in. And they're changing it somewhat, which is fine.
Yeah,
but oh my this God. Is what we fucking wanted.
What if the Jedi that shows up is Kyle Katarn?
Don't hey. Tease me. I'm not ready for that in my life right
How
now.
How awesome would that be?
They're
awesome.
Making. They're also making the Bad Batch cartoon, which is cool because they're like the X-Men of Clone Troopers.
Yes. Yeah, Bad Batch. That was badass.
There's some badass motherfuckers. Dude, it's like, what if Rambo led a team of clones, one of which is Deadshot, one's the Juggernaut, you know? Like, yeah. It's outrageous.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is like, this show, this is how popular the show is. Like, I've got a buddy who considers himself, hey, Debo. Debo's like, jingle jangle, bitches. You missed it, Debo. They gave me my props, man. We wondered if they would. They did.
You were this close to greatness.
I was this close. I have a friend that considers himself, like, real big Star Wars fan, right? Yeah.
Wait, like, physically large or, like, a big fan?
No, just big fan okay, of Star Wars.
Because like you're a big fan, but that's mostly just because you're a large person.
Large
so
person.
If you're a fan, yeah. you're a fan yeah. of anything. You're a big fan.
Right, exactly. But he's never seen the cartoons.
Wow.
So the Mandalorian, he's always asking me these questions. I'm like, yeah, man, dude, watch the motherfucking Clone Wars. Bo-Katan's in the Clone Wars. You know what I mean? Like, yes, dude, Darth Maul is alive. It was in the fucking Clone Wars. Oh, you need to watch this episode of Rebels. I'm like, dude. Quit fucking sending me text messages and watch this shit. I know it's a cartoon and some of it is kind of goofy and kiddy, but yeah. it's good. If you're a Star Wars fan, like he is a Star Wars fan. So he texts me the other day, he goes, dude, just got through all the Clone Wars episodes. It was a fucking awesome. Like he watched 21 episodes in one day at the firehouse, he said.
Oh my God.
Damn. I tore through it, man.
He's a big fan, but you know, he's watching The Mandalorian and like, who's this? What's up with that? Where did this shit come from? Where has she been? And I'm like, dude, watch the fucking Clone Wars. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that just shows you, again, the reach that this show's had. Like, I put our fandom on another level. Like, he is a big fan. He knows more than the average bear when it comes to this shit. But he didn't know, like, he knew the Clone Wars cartoon, but he never watched it.
Listen, it's not like he's going around where it's like, wow, they put Boba Fett in The Mandalorian. When's Darth Vader going to show up? And it's like,
exactly. Right.
Fucking idiot.
And he's very like, what's the word? Time frame. Like, so how many years was Baby Yoda at Coruscant? You know, like he's trying to get the timeline down.
Sure.
And like he'll send me stuff, be like, "Well, wait a minute, what?" And I'm like, "No, that was before." And he's, okay, gotcha. Like so, like he's getting it, but and I'm like, you know, I do a fucking podcast where we talk about all this shit, like shit you cannot imagine the rabbit holes we go down. We talk about this shit. Like he's like, "Yeah, I don't watch your podcast." I'm like, "Yeah, no shit, you just want to text me fucking all hours of the night, and ask me fucking stupid questions. Thanks."
That's the worst thing you could say. At least lie and tell me you like my stuff.
Me and him are pretty tight, so you know it's all right.
I mean, how tight can you be if you won't watch your show?
What's that?
Calling you out, bro.
I'm gonna tell him, be like, "Hey, man, we called you out on my episode tonight.
Yeah,
it's at the hour. It's at the 1:24 moment.
Listen, don't tell him he has to watch the whole thing.
Travis, if you can't get him to watch on his own merits, get him to watch out of spite.
Yeah,
it works for me. You know, I do that with my girlfriend all the time. I'm like, oh man, I said something terrible about you on the show. No, I didn't, because I love you.
But make her watch the whole thing.
Watch the whole thing, waiting for it.
Exactly. That's what I'm telling him. Like, dude, we called you out big time tonight. You'll know exactly, Brian. Who I'm talking about. So I'm making, he'll be like, "When?" I'm like, "Dude, you just gotta watch the fucking show. It's an hour and a half." Yep, you gotta watch all of it.
Gotta watch all of it.
All right, guys. Dennis, where can they find you on the internet?
You can find me at World's Most OKSDM, most places except for Twitter, which is World's OKSDM. You can also find me at Botched, a D&D podcast. Monday nights, we watch movies. We just watched Johnny Mnemonic. Next week, I get to pick the movie. I haven't decided if we're gonna watch A Few Dollars More or if we're gonna watch Bone Tomahawk.
Ooh, Bone Tomahawk's my yeah,
it's a good one.
What night you doing that?
A Monday.
And it's a watch party thing?
Yeah, if you have Amazon Prime.
Of course I do.
You just watch the movie again.
Join the club, man.
Yeah.
I might.
Or we might even have you on the show.
Bone Tomahawk is one of those, like, it's awful, but you just gotta see it.
Yeah.
It's kind of a car wreck.
It's kinda a good movie.
It's kind of like a.
It's I call it a horror western. You know, a
short bus of retards just getting mowed down by a fucking bigger.
And
bus.
We're done. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Botched a D&D podcast. A space epic right now. So yeah, go awesome. Check that out.
Awesome, Casey.
Me, I do a video game show called Button Smash. It's on the Rogue Matter Network. You can check us out Thursday nights live at around 9 p.m. twitch.tv/WeAreRogueMatter.
How's that going?
It's fine.
Awesome.
Wait, is this also going to be cut from the episode? I wasn't ready. No. It's great. I'm having fine. The time of my life.
And I am the Blazing Defender, the big bearded bastard. As I've been known to be called by some people, Jason, I'm looking
first
at you.
First time he's ever been called that.
Yeah, right. recently. But I do a show called The Blazing Defender. I'm going to have a new show. Blazing Defender Assembles. I've done it before, but it's going to be coming very, very, very soon. Just kind of nailing down the cast for that. You guys are going to definitely want to see that. Check me out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And I usually try to get it out when I'm going to have the show. But if you hit that subscribe button or the notification button, you're going to know every time I go live. And if you have an Amazon Prime membership, you get one free Prime Twitch subscription. I would appreciate if you use it on me. I appreciate it, guys. God damn it, Debo. You're always late anymore. You're like Dennis times five. Which actually,
I
got to
late
give
by
Dennis-
a minute.
Dude, Dennis was on time today. Or a minute late. It's fine. Listen, Casey was
to,
the one that
it's hard to be exactly
ass.
7 when Travis, I get off work at 7.
You watch what you say. If you lose Debo, you know what you got.
What?
I'm saying you got nothing if you don't have Debo.
No, I can't lose Debo.
You can't lose Debo.
Don't lose Debo.
So don't poke the bear, bro.
No, man. Just give me. Hey, dude, we're bros like that, man. Bros give each other shit. If I didn't like him, I'd just ignore his shit. You know? Like, right. Oh, there's that guy posting those. Nice handy links to everybody's shit. Nah, that's my brother, man. I'm trying to have him on the show before, but he can't commit. So I'm like, all right, Debo, fuck it. You don't want to be on
one day.
Defender Assembles.
Good night, everybody.
All right, guys. Appreciate you. Thank you guys for being in the chat. Thank you guys, all you viewers that I'm seeing. That never chime in. I don't know what you're fucking waiting for, but your input is probably better than ours. So put it in the fucking chat. Let me know you're listening. Fucking the poo like a champ. Ducking the poo like a chip. Yes, exactly. The poo throwers. I knew you was out there. You're throwing poo at the screen again. I don't like it. No, I do like it. Actually, guys, check out. The Blazing Defender Assembles is coming really, really soon. It's going to be a great episode. A lot of really cool, hard-hitting topics that we're going to discuss. And rabbit holes we're going to fucking follow down.
So it's going to be nothing but rabbit holes.
Yeah. God, should do a show called fucking Rabbit Holes, which I'd probably get viewers that I really don't want. So anyway, thanks, guys. Have a safe week. Be nice to each other. Treat people like you'd want to be treated. Blazing Defender and the Scum and Villainy crew, we're out.